Andrew in the Bay Area, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, enjoying the show, Ken. How are you?
Oh, the Virgo is in service. Andrea, good evening.
Good evening, Ken. It's really quite a pleasure to listen to the show. It's such a very diverse group of opinions.
It's an odd night tonight. What are the planets saying about this Game 5?
Well, you know what's really interesting? I did some compatibility, which is actually one of the strong suits of astrology, between Draymond and LeBron, just to see what was, you know, kind of setting them off. LeBron, December 30th, 1984. He's a Capricorn. Draymond's a Pisces, March 4, 1990. So opposites in a lot of ways. But the fly in the ointment, Ken, LeBron has Mars in Pisces, energy, assertion, aggression, right on Draymond's Mercury in Pisces, planet of communication. So kind of goading one another. Words are sharp, destructive, hurting each other's feelings, just severe ego conflicts.
So this wouldn't be a good marriage.
You know, it's so funny, Ken. One of the writers for the Chronicle, they said it's almost like siblings. That's like, he started it. No, he started it. You know, it's sort of this not seeing eye to eye. And Draymond had a good quote. He said, he's a competitor, I'm a competitor, it's game four of the finals. So, well, you know, clearly they're not...
Well, they're not just not on the same page, Andrea. I mean, what else am I supposed to say? You know?
Right. I mean, Mercury...
The planet said it all. I don't...
I mean, Mercury Mars, it's like an overbearing, bossy, brash, impulsive, inconsiderate energy between the two of them. It's, you know, chemistry. You know, some people you get along well with, some people they just rub you the wrong way. And it's real interesting. I thought you'd appreciate this. They're taking up a collection on Twitter because Draymond's not allowed in the building during the game.
Okay.
And it'll be fined $500. And they said fans can pitch in a dollar each.
Now, wait a minute. Is it only $500?
That's what they're saying on Twitter. If he goes in the building, suspended.
Peter or Joe or someone find out. It's got to be more than $500.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's like $5 to him.
Yeah, the fine is a lot more, I'm sure.
Okay.
Going in the building in addition to the fine.
Okay, well, then that's nothing. I'd go in the building for $500 if I was Draymond Green. If you win a championship, it's a chance to celebrate a championship. Now, if you lose, I don't think you probably owe it to your teammates to be in there if you lose, especially if you lose. But if you win, my God, I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to take the trophy away from Golden State if they win it.
Right. I mean, this is...
$500, that's nothing.
Right. I mean, it was just kind of a, you know, a playful Twitter sphere joke that they'll fine him an additional $500 for going in the building. But he's allowed to be on the floor after the game.
See, I'll tell you this. And, Andrea, I got to run, my dear.
Yeah.
I thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Ken.